You know, I just really wanted to stay out here and, you know, be close to the guys. You know, coming off a good season last year, I thought it was imperative for me to, you know, stay in good shape, you know, and not get out of shape during the off season. You know, usually when I go home, you know, I start hanging out and, you know, eating good cooking for my mother. So, you know, I just, you know, wanted to come out here and stay out here and just continue to do things that, you know, everybody else was doing. Working out with Justin, Ray, Tavares Gooden, you know, so that's pretty much it.
Why don't you talk about being in good shape for multiple times this camp, that you're in the best shape of your life? Do you feel that way?
The best shape of my life? I don't necessarily think so, but in my NFL career, yeah. You know, I think I'm, you know, about 16% body fat. You know, I'm about 270. You know, my bench press definitely went up. My squat went up. Haven't squatted in like 2 or 3 years, you know. And, you know, my squat weight tremendously went up. I feel a lot more in shape on the field, you know, play to play. And just running to the ball and feeling a little bit more swift out there. So,
why go back to squats after so many years not doing
it? I don't know, man. I guess you know, talking to the guys, talking to the defensive linemen. You know, they told me that they feel a lot more powerful when they squat, and they feel a lot more better as the weeks go on during the season when they squat on Mondays. So, and then I just wanted to get stronger, you know, as well. Going against the offensive tackle, you know, you need that lower leg strength, and I just wanted to be able to have that so I can get those big guys off me.
You mentioned that 60% body fat and 270. What were those numbers last year?
I have no idea. Yeah. Probably like 20.
20%.
Yeah, probably like 20,
19. 270, a little lighter than.
Nah, I was about, you know, this time last year, I was like 265. But, I mean, it just looks different, I think.
When David Carr was here, he told me he thought he knew had him there for a season. But then he went and worked with Eli Manning. That's when he really understood he meant there for a season. Is that like the soft season of him, like, maybe finally put it all together, what it takes to really prepare for a season in your position?
Yeah, of course. You know, just, you know, actually, I mean, I feel more of a professional now. And, you know, once you get into the NFL, you quite not understand, you know, everything that it takes to be a professional. And I think I learned that over the course of the years. And I understood what was my downfalls, understood what, you know, what my problem was off the field. Because, you know, that plays a huge part, you know, being trying to be a top player in the NFL. So, you know, I just took the initiative to say, hey, man, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to just stick to that, stick to what's going on here, follow the guys that are that show a good leadership role. So.
You said you can't do this anymore and you can change some things. What do you mean by
that? I mean, just not doing anything. You know what I mean? I mean, you can get, you know, caught up in being complacent, you know, just going home and, you know, not doing anything, you know. I don't even have to leave the house to not get a workout in, you know, watch TV all day and, you know, hang out or something.
What is your favorite dinner? Your mom's favorite dinner?
I mean, I can name a couple of courses,
okay.
three meal courses. But my favorite is, I like okra. So okra and sausage, you know, she makes it somehow. I like greens, you know, I love greens. So, nah, yeah. I don't know how she makes it. I'm pretty sure she made it a few times. I mean, even this past year she came out here. That was one of the things I asked for her to make for me.
Do you
But, I mean, that's not really unhealthy. You know what I mean? I try to eat as healthy as possible now. So, I mean, I tell her to stay away from the fried food, the fried chicken, you know, whatever else bad she can make, you know. I have a brother that lives at home with my mother. So, you know, he's kind of a big guy. So, he likes to eat. Yeah.
How do you see Alden Smith progressing as a starter with you guys in the first 11?
Oh, man, Alden, he's a beast out there, man. I mean, you know, you guys see him every day. He's out there working hard, man. He's having fun with it. And I think that, you know, he's going to definitely make the defense excel and make other guys around him better.
In those linebacker drills, Coach Hansen's firing the ball. You guys really fast. And it looks like a great opportunity to showcase your hands. You guys competitive within the group, always have the best hands. And you
oh, yeah.
Helping you with your position.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, because, you know, outside linebacker, you know, we not only rush the passer, but we drop back in the coverage as well. So, you know, whenever the opportunity of making an interception presents itself, then, you know, we got to have great hands to catch the ball and take it to the house.
Going back to Alden Smith, what specifically have you been able to help him out with making the transition from a pass rusher to an outside linebacker?
I mean, you know, the biggest thing I think is just for him to know where he's going, you know, and to know whether or not he's rushing the passer or dropping back. And when he is dropping back, for him to know what zone he has to play. And I think that's all he needs, man. He doesn't really need too many bugs in his ear. Just let him go out there and play the game of football.
Two more guys. Are you going to be lobbying Coach Vic to play a lot in this first preseason game? What's your excitement level for this upcoming game?
You said what?
What's your excitement level?
Oh, man, I'm excited, man. I'm excited, you know. I mean, it's football. I mean, I love football. I love playing this game. And, you know, we'll be able to have a chance to showcase what we've learned thus far in the training camp and test our skills to its level of where it's at.
Are you getting any more time during this training camp on the right side behind Justin?
You said what?
Are you getting more time this training camp on the right side behind Justin than you have before? Is it about the same?
Well, I'm on the left side, so me and Ray McDonald are on the same side. On the right. I mean, I'm just staying on the left. Yeah. I mean, I can if I want to, but I just, you know, I prefer to just work on my craft on the left side right now. You know, we got Alden over there, and then Paris, he can play either side. You know, I could play either side. I mean, either one of us could play either side, but it's just that I'm a left side outside linebacker.
You guys have sort of a left side, right side rivalry.
Not necessarily, but then again, yeah, you know, so, yeah, I mean, you know, me and Ray McDonald, we have this little saying. I mean, I'm pretty sure all of you guys seen the movie, Remember the Titans, right? And remember the guy was like, left side, strong side, left side. So one day last year, you know, Ray was like, left side, and I was like, strong side. We was just saying it, left side, strong side. So, I mean, it just stuck with us. So, now we got this little thing with us two, being the left side, strong side, and our side being the best side compared to Alden and Justin. So,
what do they counter? Do they have a saying that they
can tell? Nah, they just talk crap. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Did you find a new song yet for the special teams like you did last?
Oh, nah. Nah. I mean, I really don't care too much.
Last year,
I guess, you know, I like the song, you know, and everybody else in the locker room liked the song, and, you know, we ran along with it, and it was a good thing, man. But as far as the music, man, I really don't care too much about the music.
Do